Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stewart. Gehrig moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Yankees, 1. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and picks off Dickey. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Schult reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Schult scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Dickey moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry is hit by the pitch. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to home to get Gehrig. Chapman moves to third. Larry moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Larry moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, Yankees, 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. There goes Dickey trying to get to home. Schult throws the ball into Bengo, who tags Dickey, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 5-4, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. One out. It's 6-5, Yankees. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Wells reaches second base with a double. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Yankees. Ed Grimes now playing shortstop. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball towards center. Schultz settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Schultz. Wells scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.